أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Muhammad Square, I'd like to now focus on the names of the Prophet mentioned in the Quran. There's seven names that are mentioned besides Ahmed and Abdullah, for which there's no surah names mentioned as such, but they're mentioned within the Quran. There are five names of his that actually the chapters of the Quran are named after them. So these are Muhammad, Taha, Yasin, Muzammil, and Mudathir. So five of them, and all of them are in Muhammad Square. But today I'd like to start off with a pair of chapters. We'll look at one of them today, which is Muzammil and Mudathir. So they're both a pair sort of thing. Muzammil is the wrapped one and Mudathir is the covered one. Now, what is the difference? Well, the wrapped one signifies, Muzammil signifies sort of comfort. You know, when you, I would like to use the phrase snug as a bug in a rug. You know, like really snug, really comfortable. That's Muzammil. Zammiluni is hug me with a cloak or a blanket or a covering. While Mudathir is covering up due to fear or nervousness or cold. When you pull your coat together, when you're a little bit overawed, that's Mudathir. But today we're going to look at Muzammil. And Surah Al-Muzammil has 20 ayats. It is the wrapped one. The benefits of recitation, protection from insanity, purity of the heart, forgiveness, and fulfillment of hajat. Now, if we look at the focus of the surah, it is the importance of conversing with divinity at night to be able to strengthen oneself for daytime responsibilities. So the comfort that is found in divinity. We've divided this into three sections. The first section is ayah 1 to 9, which is in essence conversing with divinity at night, which gives the strength to deal with the relentless work in the daytime. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by saying, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, O you who are wrapped up in comfort, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, rise to pray in the night except a little. And this is talking about Salatul Layl. Allah says, نِصْفَهُ, half of it. أَوْ إِنْكُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا, or lessen it a little. أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, or add to it and recite the Qur'an as it ought to be recited. Calm down, clearly, properly, extra slow. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, come, talk to me at night. Get the strength, energize yourself with me. Because inna sanulki alayka kaulan thakila, because that will give you the strength to be able to get this heavy message, this important message out. So that is ayah 1 to 9. Reciting the Quran with tartil, salatul layl, focusing exclusively on Allah. Section 2 is ayats 10 to 19, and this is a word warning to those who reject divine guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally says, persevere, bear patiently, wasbir ala ma yakuluna, about what they say, wahjurhum, avoid them, hajran jamila, in a good way, in a beautiful way. Divinity will deal with them on the day of accountability. And in that section, Allah gives a historical example of Fir'aun or Pharaoh. And then there's a graphic picture of the day of judgment. In the third section, which is only one verse, this is ayah 20. And this one verse is rather long, but it enjoins the recitation of Quran, the establishing of Salah, the giving of Zakah, and to give loans without deadlines, and finally asking for forgiveness. When it comes to reading of the Quran, he says, Alima an sayakunu minkum marda, maybe there are some of you who are not well, who are ill. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and maybe those who are traveling in the land, يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, because they're seeking their sustenance from Allah. وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and those who may be fighting in the way of Allah. He said, but even then, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنُّ, read whatever is easy for you. But then establishing Salah, paying Zakah, and giving those what Allah calls qardan hasana, loans without deadlines or loans without asking anything back. He said that Whatever of good you send on beforehand for yourselves, you will find it with Allah. He says, وَمَا تَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٍ أَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. It is the best and greatest of rewards. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. And then, like I said, forgiveness in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is forgiving and merciful. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to connect, to converse to divinity at night, so that we are able to, in our daytime, be able to fulfill the task of reaching our full potential by following the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.